the man from the ministry.
This week, our story takes us for a start to the hive of industry, not the General Assistance Department in Whitehall, but to the office of the Minister for the Interior, where we find the Minister himself in urgent consultation with Permanent Under-Secretary Sir Gregory Pitkin.
Are you listening, Pitkin?
Oh, yes, of course, Minister.
You haven't answered my question.
I'm sorry, Minister. What was it again?
What I want to know is, are the staff getting enough?
I'm sure that's entirely up to them, Minister.
Of course not, man. We've got to find out.
But wouldn't that be prying into their affairs, Minister?
But we must, man. Their affairs are our affairs, after all.
Are they? If anybody else is after Miss Bentwater, I'll tell you what, Minister.
Miss Bentwater? What on earth are you on about, Pitkin?
Well, affairs. That is, you were ours being there.
I wish you'd listen properly, man. I said theirs were ours.
Oh, well, it's different, isn't it? I wonder who Miss Lusty from Pensions is going on.
Oh, stop it, you dirty old Pitkin.
Was there something wrong, Minister?
Well, of course there is. I asked whether the staff have enough benefits, and you start talking about... Well, I shudder when I think of what you're talking about.
So do I. Strange, isn't it?
Oh, shut up, Pitkin. I want to know if the staff get enough benefits by working here.
Easily arranged, Minister. I'll ask my staff. Benefits, eh?
Yes.
If anyone knows how to get the most out of working for the civil service, it'll be them.
The sun, then a cup of tea and a sticky bun.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much, Mildred. Where's the sticky bun, by the way?
There isn't any.
So why did you come in saying that there was?
Well, because it rhymed. I mean, I'd have sounded dead daft coming in and saying, there's nothing better under the sun than a cup of tea and a Swiss roll.
Ah, but you could have said, there's nothing better this side of the pole than a cup of tea and a Swiss roll.
I suppose I could have done either, but there's no Swiss roll either.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, there's nothing better above the lake than a cup of tea and some chocolate cake.
Sorry, Mr. Lennox Brown, there's no chocolate cake either.
Oh, well, what is there then?
Nothing.
Nothing? Not even a digestive biscuit?
Not a suggestion of a suggestive.
But this can't, it mustn't happen.
Sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it. The cupboard's bare.
No, just a minute, Mildred Hubbard. Mildred, how can everything be finished? It's only the 17th of the month.
Aye, well, what with prices going up and Mr. Lennox Brown having that extra pack of chalky bits early on, well, there's nothing left in the petty cash.
Extra pack of chalky bits, eh? What have you got to say about that, number one?
Well, jolly nice they were, actually.
Well, that's a fine state of affairs, that really is. I mean, a man puts his money into the petty cash at the beginning of the month, expecting to see fair play, expecting to get at least a cup of tea and a biscuit each day, and what happens?
There's no tea.
Exactly, there's no tea. What a disgust... What did you say, Mildred?
There's no tea either.
What? No tea?
No tea? But there must be tea. There can't be no tea. Mildred, please say there's tea. Please say it. Say there's tea.
All right, Mr. Lennox Brown. Seeing as you feel that strongly about it, there's tea.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
But there isn't. All right, Mr. Lennox Brown. Come on, you'll get over it. Come on now.
Mildred, what on earth is going on?
Well, everything's just come to an end at the same time, that's all. No tea, no biscuits, no nothing.
Yes, but you've brought the teapot in.
Aye, there's water.
Oh, well, where are the cups?
Ah, that's another thing, there are no cups.
No cups? But there were cups yesterday. Well, one cup and my noddy mug.
That cup finally gave up the ghost, and your noddy mug has more cracks than a stand-up comedian.
But couldn't you put in for more cups?
I tried. but there aren't any in the stores. And there's no more money for there anymore either.
Oh, dear, this is ridiculous. What are we going to do?
Why don't you ask Sir Gregory for some money?
Sir Gregory? Well, there's no chance of getting money out of that miserly old creep.
Ah, there you are, you two.
Ah, good morning, Sir Miserly. Sir Creepy.
Right, Lamb, I know exactly what you mean. Now then. What on earth is the matter with Lennox Brown?
He's not quite his normal self this morning, Sir Gregory.
Well, that's good news. I can't stand his normal self. But what's this?
Well, you see, Mildred didn't give him any this morning, sir.
Well, that serves him right, doesn't it? Anyway, I've called about two things. One, civil service benefits. The minister wants to know if everyone's happy with what they've got.
Funny you should say that, Sir Gregory, but that's just what the problem is. There's no tea, no biscuits, and not even any cups.
Really, we have to do something about it, won't you? Form a committee. Organize the workers. I can't be bothered with trivialities like tea. And you better snap out of there pretty quickly, Lennox Brown, or I'll have you put down.
Oh, good morning, Sir Gregory. Was there something you wanted?
Yes, two things. One I've already dealt with. The other's that Italian trade job.
The Italian trade job? Which Italian trade job?
Don't tell me you've done nothing about it.
Well, what have you done about it, number two?
Me?
Oh, good grief. I sent a memo around 2 days ago.
Really, number two? Sir Gregory sent round a memo about 2 days ago.
But
And you haven't done a thing about it.
You haven't done a thing about it.
But I...
One of these days, I'm going to kill you.
One of these days, I'm going to kill you.
But I...
And stop repeating everything I say, Lennox Brown.
Stop repeating everything I say, Lennox... Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, very, very well, Sir Gregory.
I think I remember that memo, actually. Here it is. Yes. Italian trade mission visiting us. Organize healthy import and export jobs. Signed S.G. Is this one of yours, Sir Gregory?
Well, of course it is, you fool. Where do you think it came from?
With the Foreign Office. I mean, it is signed S.G. Isn't that Solly Goldstein?
Of course not, you moron. It's Sir Gregory, fool.
Oh, I am sorry, Sir Gregory, fool.
Please, pay no attention, Sir Gregory. I'll get the job underway.
You better, and quickly. That trade mission will be here tomorrow.
Say no more, Sir Gregory. It shall be done.
It better be, otherwise I'll have an awful lot more to say. And organize a workers' benefit committee or whatever while you're about it. And don't make a muck of it.
You haven't finished your breakfast.
No, I haven't. I don't want to either.
Now, come on, Ambert. I don't cook for you for my own good, you know.
Don't really cook for my good either.
Now, come on. I slave away for hours over an hot stove for you, and what thanks do I get?
None. Not for the muck you served up as breakfast anyway. That couldn't have taken you hours.
Well, maybe not. But it's good and nutritious, and it keeps you on the go, too.
Thanks very much, but I'd like to stop going sometimes. I mean, it's all very well having prunes, quite tasty prunes are sometimes, but once every 6 months is enough. And licorice is all very well, too, when I feels like it. But to be served prune and licorice puree for breakfast, that's going too far. Makes me go too far, too.
Now, come on, Ambert, stop being a baby. Eat your puree.
I won't eat
come
me puree.
Come on
puree.
Now.
I'll refuse.
Open
your
little
mouth. No, no, I'm not going any more. Hang on a minute.
What?
Someone at the door.
At the door? What do they want?
How am I supposed to know that before I let them in?
Oh. Well, I don't feel like visitors. Don't let them in.
Don't let them in?
No.
Don't be a silly sausage, Long. I've got to let them in. This is a business, isn't it?
Is it? The amount of work we do, it might just as well not be.
Oh, shut up. Don't start that all over again. Coming! Try and make yourself presentable, Lol. This might be business.
Presentable? Aren't I presentable enough?
Depends who I was giving the present to, wouldn't it? Now, come on, comb your hair. Or cut your head off or something.
Now, just a minute,
Oh, shut up, Lol. Get ready. I'm going to let them in.
Good morning.
That all depends, I suppose. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm Roland Lennox Brown, and this is Mr. Richard Lamb, and we're from the General Assistance Department in Whitehall.
Shame. Still, we can't all be perfect. What can I do for you?
Well, according to your sign, you're an exporter and an importer.
That's us, mate. Smetherswaite and Son. Exporters and importers by appointment.
Who appointed you?
I did. Snetherswaite's the name. Humbert Snetherswaite.
Oh, are you the Snetherswaite or the Son?
I'm the Snetherswaite. I'm still waiting for the Son to come along.
Oh, hello. Who are you then?
Although sometimes I think I'll give up trying. These two blokes are from the government, Lol.
Oh, yes. What do you want then?
Don't speak to them like that, you old rat bag.
No rat bag.
They might be here on business.
Well, we are, actually. We're trying to push trade with Italy.
Yes.
Imports and exports.
And can you help in any way?
Oh, yes, sure, yes. Anything you want importing, I'll import. Anything you want exporting, I'll export. How's that?
Oh, well, that's fine. Thank you very much. Didn't think it was quite as simple as that, number two.
No, but if it is, that's fine.
Yes. Oh, well, all right, then, Mr. Snetherswaite. We'll let you know what we want done as soon as we see in the Italian trade. Delegation.
All right, Jet. You do that. Cheers.
Well, goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Goodbye,
yes, thank you.
Jet.
Goodbye.
Yes, nice to have met you.
Here we are, Lol. I knew it would happen one day.
What would?
I'm going to be a business executive. What have you got to say about that?
Well, business executives need a lot of go. How about eating your breakfast?
Oh, no, I'm not going to eat that jewelry. No, I'm refusing.
Well, congratulations, number two.
Yes, and congratulations to you, number one.
Oh, but it was nothing, really.
Oh, but it was. So was mine.
Yes, I suppose they were rather impressive achievements. Congratulations to both of them.
Yes, I thought we did rather well,
number two.
Yes, marvellous job we did, I think.
What's going on in here, then?
Oh, but haven't you heard, Mildred?
Heard what?
Well, about the Staff Benefits Association. We've just held a meeting and elected a chairman, a secretary and a treasurer.
Oh, aye.
Yes. Aren't you interested to know who they are?
Not really.
But it's to your benefit, Mildred. These people are going to give their all without thought of personal profit to help all civil servants.
All right, then. Who are they?
Well, we better take this step by step, I think. Ask who the secretary is first.
All right. Who's the secretary?
You are.
Oh, well, that's... I am?
Yes, and you were voted in by an overwhelming majority, too.
Cheek! Now I've got to spend my spare
yes,
time...
Yes, all down. Right, please, Mildred. Accept the position with grace and dignity, please, as befits the secretary. Thank
yes,
you.
I didn't
please.
Want to be a secretary.
No, would you mind? Thank you. Now, ask who's the treasurer.
Oh, right, who's the treasurer?
I am, Mildred.
Oh, well, there go the funds.
Well, thank you very much.
I don't suppose I really need bother to ask. But who's the chairman?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, Mildred.
Like I said, I needn't have bothered. Well, congratulations, Mr. Lennox Brown, Mr. Lamb.
Thank you very much, Mildred.
What happened? Wasn't there anyone else at the meeting?
But of course there was, Mildred.
Really? Yes. Old Jumbo German was there.
Oh, is that all?
Actually, yes, I'm afraid so. Still, these positions are a great honor, Mildred. And we shall have to do our best to see that we fulfill the trust the other members of the society put in us.
Other members? What other members?
Well, every civil servant is automatically a member. And we've been given £100 from government funds to start with for our staff benefits.
Oh! Well, how about the whole place benefiting with some new cups? There aren't any left, you see, and the staff are getting desperate. Like old Rudge at the Board of Trade. He ended up drinking his tea out of a flower pot.
Good heavens, how did he manage it?
He didn't. His chrysanthemum kept on poking him in the eye.
Oh, glory. Well, look, we better get new cups and saucers all round, then.
Aye. And let's have some pretty ones this time. What about
some in red china.
Yes, all right, Mildred, we'll look into it. But we can't spend the Internal Ministry Fund money just like that, you know.
The what?
Well, that's what it's called, the Internal Ministry Funds. Oh, this might be the Italian trade delegation. They're due any time now. Come in.
Grazie, grazie, grazie.
Yes, well, if you say so. You must be the Italian trade delegation.
How you guess, eh? Buongiorno. My name is Alfonso Giuseppe Monteverdi Leonardo Giulio Benjamino Enrico Alonso Tullio Riccardo Ronaldo de' Medici.
Well, pleased to meet you, and I am...
And this is my assistant, Alfonso Giuseppe Monteverdi Leonardo Giulio Benjamino Enrico Alonso Tullio Riccardo Ronaldo de' Medici Junior.
And pleased to meet you, too.
Si.
Well, I am Roland Lennox Brown, and this is my colleague, Richard Lamb.
Aha! Rolando Lanocchi Bruno and Riccardo Lambini, eh?
Well, actually, no, it's Roland Lennox...
Agree with him, number two. Sir Gregory's depending on us.
Oh, well, yes, that's us.
Tea, please, Mildred.
Ooh, that had to happen. Tea, gets on my nerves. It just gets on my...
Right, now, let's get down to business. We,
See to business! We can offer all the good things that England wants. You take our things, we take yours.
Oh, yes, you mean you scratch our backs and we scratch yours, hmm?
Alfonso Giuseppe Monteverdi Leonardo Giulio Benjamino Enrico Alonso Tullio Riccardo Ronaldo de' Medici Junior?
Si?
You want your back scratched?
No.
Nor me. We come to tread, not to scratch backs.
Yes, well, it's an expression, actually. You see, what we...
Now, the good things we got for you. Listen. Spaghetti, macaroni, lasagna pasticciata, vermicelli, cassata, ravioli, and cannelloni. You like?
Yeah, well, that's all very well, but what we would...
Alfonso Giuseppe Monteverdi Leonardo Giulio Benjamino Enrico Alonso Tullio Riccardo Ronaldo de' Medici Junior?
Si.
You got the contract?
No.
Then perhaps I got it. Si, here. The contract. You sign, please. We deliver molto quick.
Yes, well, that's all very well, you see, but
What's the matter? You no want to sign?
No, it's not that, you see. It's just that you haven't bought anything of ours.
We buy as soon as you sign.
Well, that's the case. Hang on. There we are.
Grazie, molto grazie. It's molto grazie, eh? Alfonso Giuseppe Monteverdi Leonardo Giulio Benjamino Arindeco Alonso Tullio Riccardo Ronaldo de' Medici Junior?
Si.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Do you really think you ought to have signed that, number one, whatever's on that order form?
Come along, number two, confidence. Sir Gregory wanted us to conclude a trade agreement, and we're halfway there.
Please, when do you send the check?
Check?
Well, of course, for the things on the order. 100 tons each of spaghetti, macaroni, lasagna pasticciata, vermicelli, cassata, ravioli, and cannelloni.
100 tons each? Oh, but what did you hear?
Number two, bottling will get you nowhere. And we'll sell them British goods for the equivalent amounts. Now then, Mr.
Alfonso Giuseppe Monteverdi.
Yes, thank you. That's all. Thank you very much. Now then, what would you like to buy from us? Some silver jubilee mugs, perhaps?
Alfonso Giuseppe Monteverdi, Leonardo Giulio Benjamino Enrico Alonso Tullio Riccardo Ronaldo de' Medici Junior?
Si.
You want a silver jubilee mug?
No.
All right, we take one then.
1,000?
No.
One gross?
No.
100?
No.
1,000?
No.
Oh, well, one what then?
Just one.
One?
One.
Write that down, will you, number two? Write it down. One silver jubilee mug.
No. I think again. I changed my mind. I no want one.
Oh, you'd like some more then?
No. I take not one, but none.
Well, what else can we interest you in? How about some good British beer?
Alfonso, Giulietti.
Please, excuse me. Mr. Medici Junior.
Si?
Can we interest you in some beer?
No.
Well, what about you then?
No beer. You got some Chianti, perhaps?
No, we don't make Chianti, I'm afraid.
Oh, good, then we sell you some. I write here down on the contract 100 cases of Chianti.
No, thank you very much all the same, but we'd really like to sell you something first.
Okay, so I buy the mug. Now, I write to here 100 cases of Chianti. There.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Prego. Now, when it comes, you can drink twice the
please, word. Please, don't you mean to thank, that is all very well, but what do you want to buy from us?
Well, we really like to buy, but, we got no money.
No money? No money.
What are we going to do now, number one?
Well, whatever we decide to do, we mustn't panic. Panicking will get us. No, stay calm, number two. Stay absolutely calm. You must stay. Don't panic at all. Whatever you do, don't.
I am. I didn't sign that order.
Oh, yes, you did. I signed it, Richard Lamb.
But you don't decide to get an order. You've got no money.
No, but you can't.
I said, Greg, you'll kill us.
Tell you what. You're so good to us. We like to buy something. If you can make the IMF give us a loan, we buy.
Good heavens, now there's a stroke of luck. I happen to be the chairman of the IMF, you know.
You? But I thought it was some German fellow.
German? No. He was there, but I am the chairman.
Yes, and I'm the treasurer.
Well, a happy day, eh? We find you, everyone is here happy in the end.
Yes, of course. Now, excuse us a minute, will you? We'll just have to consult with our secretary as to the amount of the loan. Come along, number two.
Hey, Alfonso. You think we're talking about the same IMF?
No.
Well, I talk about the International Monetary Fund. You know what he talk about?
No.
No, nor me. Still, we see what happen, eh?
Ah, gentlemen, I'm pleased to be able to inform you that we are able to let you have exactly half the IMF's present funds.
Half?
That's right, yes. £50.
£50?
Yes, that's right. We have to invest the rest in Red China.
Red China? Hey, make a note, Junior. This we tell to the United Nations.
Yes, well, I'm glad we've been able to sort this out so amicably. And the £50 is yours.
Okay. We buy mugs for £50. Come, Junior, we go. Arrivederci, Roma.
Ah, well, there we are, number two. That's the way to do business.
Is it? Seemed a little one-sided to me. We bought 700 tons of foodstuffs and they've bought £50 worth of silver jubilee mugs. Are you sure that's what Sir Gregory wanted?
You cretins, you idiotic, pin-headed cretins.
No, but Sir Gregory, it wasn't really our fault.
But of course it was, you fools. Fortunately, I managed to salvage something out of the wreckage. On your order form, you only wrote 50 silver jubilee mugs. You didn't put a price, so I sent them solid gold ones. The price is almost the same as the tons of food we're expecting.
What exactly are we going to do with all that Italian food, Sir Gregory?
It's your first deed on behalf of civil servants to see that they have enough benefits.
It is?
It certainly is. All that food is going to the civil service canteen.
Oh, what a kind thought.
Yes, isn't it? It should be enough to last for a year. And tell me, where did the International Monetary Fund business come from?
Well, that was just a slight mistake. You see, we were talking about the Internal Ministry Fund, the same initials, you see.
Yes, but we've changed the name of it now, so there can't be any more confusion.
Oh, excusing me, please. I am Rampasad Harebaez Punilal Ghee Mukherjee from Frankistan. Is this being the place where I am borrowing monies?
Borrowing monies? I thought you fixed it so there wouldn't be any more confusion next time.
Yes, well, I thought so too. which place were you wanting, Mr. Mukherjee?
WB, World Bank.
Oh, no. Ours is WB2, but it's for workers' benefits.
Oh, really?
That's right. I want the money. That's what's wrong.
Having farmland funds as the men from the ministry tonight with John Simpson and Roger Service stretching out their greedy palms for Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, and Frank Graham.
Script and direction by Brian Squires and production by Tom Meehan. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.